Welcome back to Ask God 365, where we seek to answer life's difficult questions using the Word of God. Today, we're looking at the second coming of Christ and looking at Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. First of all, we're going to do a brief comparison of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, highlighting the differences in a most general manner to give us some understanding to the uniqueness of each belief system. Let's look at the origins of Islam. Islam can be traced back to the 7th century in the Arabian Peninsula. The founder of Islam is the Prophet Muhammad, who is considered the last prophet in a long line of prophets in Islam, including figures such as Abraham, Moses, and Jesus in the Judeo-Christian tradition. According to Islamic tradition, the angel Gabriel appeared to Muhammad in the cave of Hira near Mecca in the year 610, and over the next 23 years, revelations were gradually given to Muhammad, forming the basis of the Islamic holy book, the Quran. These revelations were later compiled into the Quran, which is the central religious text of Islam. Islam emerged in a tribal society in Mecca, and its early followers faced opposition from the ruling elite of that city. In 622, facing persecution, Muhammad and his followers migrated to the city of Medina with an event known as Hijra. This migration marks the beginning of the Islamic calendar. Over the next decade, Islam spread into the Arabian Peninsula, and by the time of Muhammad's death in 632, much of the region had embraced the new faith in the Arabian Peninsula. After his death, the caliphs, successors to Muhammad, continued the expansion of the Islamic state, reaching areas beyond the Arabian Peninsula. The spread of Islam continued through military conquest, trade, and cultural interactions, reaching regions such as North Africa, Spain, Persia, and parts of Asia. Islam eventually became one of the major world religions with diverse cultures and traditions within the Muslim world. Today, Muslims constitute a significant portion of the global population, and Islam is practiced by diverse communities worldwide, estimated at almost 2 billion people. Question that arises is, did Islam come from Judaism? Islam and Judaism share historical and theological connections, as they are both Abrahamic religions. This means they trace their spiritual lineage back to the patriarch Abraham. Here are some key points of connection. Number one, common ancestry. According to both Islamic and Jewish traditions, Abraham is the central patriarchal figure. In the Quran, Abraham, or Ibrahim in Arabic, is revered as a prophet and a key figure in the early history of Islam. The stories of Abraham, his wife Sarah, and their children, Ishmael and Isaac, are shared between the two traditions. Number two, monotheism. Both Islam and Judaism are monotheistic religions, not polytheistic religions, emphasizing the worship of a single, all-powerful God. The oneness of God, Allah in Arabic, is a central tenet in Islam, much like the monotheistic principles in Judaism of a holy God or Yahweh. Number three, prophetic tradition. Both religions share a belief in the line of prophets. Many of the prophets recognized in Judaism, such as Moses and David, are also considered prophets in Islam. The last prophet in Islam is believed to be Muhammad. Number four, commonalities in scripture. Islam recognizes the scriptures of Judaism, such as the Torah, as earlier revelations from God. The Quran, the holy book of Islam, is seen as a continuation and final revelation. While there are commonalities, there are also differences in theological beliefs, religious practices, and interpretations of certain events. For example, the role of Ishmael and Isaac in the Abrahamic narrative is interpreted differently in Islam and Judaism. So, what are the differences between Judaism and Islam? Judaism and Islam are both Abrahamic religions, and they share some similarities, as noted in terms of historical roots, monotheism, and certain religious practices. However, there are also significant differences in theology, religious law, rituals, and historical narratives. Here are some key differences between Judaism and Islam. In Judaism, Jews believe in the oneness of God, Yahweh, and reject the concept of Trinity. God is understood as incorporeal and transcendent. In Islam, Muslims believe in the oneness of God, Allah, without any partners or associates. The Islamic understanding of God is also transcendent, and the concept of the Trinity is rejected. With regard to prophets, Jews recognize prophets such as Moses, Isaiah, and others. They do not accept Jesus as the Messiah or the final prophet. Islam, Muslims recognize many of the Jewish prophets, including Moses and others, but they believe that Muhammad is the final prophet. With regard to final revelation, Judaism, Jews believe in the authority of the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament. They do not accept the New Testament or the Quran as divine revelations. In Islam, Muslims believe that the Quran is the final and complete revelation from God. They accept the Torah and the Bible as earlier scriptures, but they believe that the Quran supersedes them. With regard to Messiah, Judaism, the Jews await the arrival of the Messiah, a future savior figure, who will bring peace and redemption to the world. In Islam, Muslims believe in the return of Jesus as a messianic figure, but their understanding of the role and nature of the Messiah differs from that in Judaism. With regard to religious law, in Judaism, Jewish religious law is primarily derived from the Torah and the Talmud. Halakha is the Jewish legal system that governs various aspects of life. With Islam, Islamic law, known as Sharia, is derived from the Quran and the Hadith, sayings and actions of the Prophet Muhammad. It covers aspects of both religious and secular life. With regard to holy sites in Judaism, the important sites include Jerusalem, especially the Western Wall and the Temple Mount. In Islam, Mecca and Medina are considered the holiest cities in Islam. The Kaaba in Mecca and the Prophet's Mosque in Medina are significant pilgrimage sites for Muslims. With regard to worship practices in Judaism, Sabbath observance, synagogue worship, and the study of sacred texts are central to Jewish religious practices. In Islam, Muslims engage in daily prayers, fasting during the month of Ramadan, and the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, among other religious practices. So what is the difference between Islam and Christianity? Islam and Christianity are two of the world's major monotheistic religions, and while they share some commonalities, there are significant theological differences between the two, and here are some key distinctions. With regard to beliefs about God and Christianity, Christians believe in the Holy Trinity. God is the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. This concept is central to Christian theology. In Islam, Islam strictly adheres to the oneness of God, or Allah, without any partners. The concept of the Trinity is considered incompatible with the Islamic understanding of monotheism. With regard to Jesus Christ, in Christianity, Christians consider Jesus Christ to be the Son of God and the Savior of humanity. They believe in his crucifixion, death, resurrection, and for the forgiveness of sins. In Islam, Jesus is regarded as a prophet, not divine, and his crucifixion is denied. Muslims believe in his virgin birth and anticipate his return as a messianic figure. With regard to the Holy Scriptures in Christianity, the Bible is the Holy Scripture of Christianity, consisting of the Old Testament and the New Testament. In Islam, the Quran is the central and final scripture in Islam, believed by Muslims to be the literal word of God, as revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. It acknowledges earlier scriptures, such as the Torah and the Bible, but considers the Quran the most complete and authoritative. With regard to prophets, Christians recognize prophets from the Old Testament and consider Jesus as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. In Islam, Muslims acknowledge many of the same prophets as Judaism and Christianity, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, but considers Muhammad the final prophet. With regard to worship practices, Christians gather for communal worship in churches and sacraments like baptism and communion. These hold significant importance. In Islam, Muslims engage in daily prayers, perform pilgrimage to Mecca, fast during the month of Ramadan, give to charity, and adhere to other religious obligations. With regard to the view of humanity, Christians believe in the inherent sinful nature of humanity, but emphasize God's grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, and that God is love and salvation is for all mankind. In Islam, Islam acknowledges human fallibility, but emphasizes personal responsibility and accountability for one's actions on the Day of Judgment. What are the key differences between Judaism and Christianity? Judaism and Christianity are two distinct religious traditions with historical connections, but they differ in key theological beliefs, practices, and interpretations. Here are some significant differences between Judaism and Christianity. With regard to beliefs about God, in Judaism, Jews believe in the oneness of God, Yahweh, and reject the concept of the Trinity. God is seen as transcendent and indivisible. In Christianity, Christians embrace the Holy Trinity, God as the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. This concept emphasizes the triune nature of God, three in one. With regard to Messiah, in Judaism, Jews await the coming of the Messiah, a future Savior figure who will bring peace and redemption to the world. They do not accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah or Lord or Son of God. In Christianity, Christians believe that Jesus Christ, the Creator of the universe, is the Messiah and the Son of God who came to fulfill prophecies, provide salvation, and establish a new covenant of peace. With regard to sacred texts, in Judaism, the Hebrew Bible, known as the Tanakh, is the central sacred text consisting of the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim. In Christianity, the Bible is the sacred text comprising the Old Testament shared with Judaism and the New Testament, which includes the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Acts, Epistles, and Revelation. With regard to the concept of sin and atonement between Christianity and Judaism, in Judaism, Judaism acknowledges the concept of sin and emphasizes repentance, teshuvah, seeking forgiveness from God. Atonement is often achieved through prayer, charity, and good deeds. In Christianity, Christianity teaches that Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross serves as atonement for human sin. Faith in Jesus is central to salvation, accepting the grace of God through his Son, and then sharing that gift of grace with our fellow man. With regard to religious practices, Judaism observes the Sabbath, kosher dietary laws, circumcision, and the study of Torah. These are central to Jewish religious practices. In Christianity, Christian practices include attending church services, sacraments like baptism and communion, prayer, and adherence to moral and ethical teachings for all mankind. With regard to the view of Jesus in Judaism, Jews regard Jesus as a historical figure, possibly a teacher or prophet, but not divine or the Messiah or the Son of God. In Christianity, Christians see Jesus as the incarnate Son of God, the Savior, and the central figure in their faith, whose incarnation, death, resurrection, and ascension are key to hope and understanding of the future. With regard to priesthood and clergy in Judaism, traditionally emphasizes a priesthood associated with the temple, historically and symbolically. Rabbis serve as religious leaders and teachers. In Christianity, Christianity has clergy, including priests and pastors, who play central roles in leading congregations, administering sacraments, and providing pastoral care. However, as expressed by the Apostle Paul, Christians believe in the priesthood of all believers as ordained by Jesus Christ. So, what is the difference between Judaism and Seventh-day Adventism? Judaism and Seventh-day Adventism are two distinct religious traditions with different historical backgrounds, beliefs, and practices, both observing the seventh-day Sabbath. Here are some key differences between Judaism and Seventh-day Adventism. With regard to historical origin, Judaism is one of the world's oldest monotheistic religions, with roots dating back thousands of years. It is the religion of the Jewish people and its history, which is primarily recorded in the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Bible, dating back to before Abraham. With regard to Seventh-day Adventism, Seventh-day Adventists is a relatively modern Christian denomination that emerged from the Millerite movement in 1844, organizing in 1863. It originated in the United States with the teaching of figures like William Miller and Ellen G. White. Founders and prophets. In Judaism traces its origins to the covenant between God and the patriarch Abraham. It recognizes a line of prophets, including Moses, who received the Torah on Mount Sinai. In Seventh-day Adventism, Seventh-day Adventists consider Ellen White as a prophetess and a co-founder of the movement. They also emphasize the teachings of William Miller, who evangelized the Northeast states that the second coming of Christ was imminent. With regard to sacred texts in Judaism, the Hebrew Bible, consisting of the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim, is central text in Judaism. However, in Seventh-day Adventism, in addition to the Bible, Seventh-day Adventists consider the writings of Ellen White as a lesser light, inspired and authoritative, supporting the teachings of the Bible, period. Day of worship in Judaism. The primary day of worship in Judaism is the Sabbath, observed from Friday evening to Saturday evening, sundown to sundown. In Seventh-day Adventism, like Judaism, Seventh-day Adventists observe the Sabbath from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. They believe in the importance of keeping the seventh-day Sabbath as a day of rest and as a special and holy day ordained by God, commemorating the creation and recreation of mankind. Both believe that the Sabbath is a time in place. Beliefs about Jesus. Judaism does not accept Jesus as the Messiah or the divine Son of God. Jesus is often regarded as only a historical figure or teacher or rabbi. In Seventh-day Adventism, Seventh-day Adventists believe in Jesus as the Savior and the Son of God, who came as a divine human, lived a sinless life, died on the cross of Calvary, was raised from the dead, and is now interceding in man's behalf in the heavenly sanctuary. Eschatology, or end times, in Judaism, Jewish eschatology involves the hope for the coming of the Messiah and a messianic age of peace and redemption. In Seventh-day Adventism, Seventh-day Adventists have specific beliefs about the second coming of Christ, as noted in Matthew 24 and Revelation 13, with an emphasis on preparing for the end times by having a closer, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord, God, and Savior. With regard to dietary laws, Judaism observant Jews follow dietary laws known as the kashrut, which includes specific rules about the types of animals that can be consumed and how they should be prepared. In Seventh-day Adventism, while not as strict as Jewish dietary laws, Seventh-day Adventists follow a health-focused diet that often includes plant-based eating and lifestyle, with focus on protecting the environment and being kind to animals. After observing the ongoing war in the Middle East, day 119, as of this podcast, between Hamas and Islam, the following question merits being asked. Does Islam teach that infidels should be killed? The question of whether Islam teaches the killing of infidels is a complex and sensitive issue that requires careful consideration of Islamic teachings and historical context. Islam is a diverse religion with a range of beliefs and interpretations, and Muslims hold varying views on many issues, including this one. The term infidel itself is somewhat pejorative and may not accurately capture the nuances of Islamic teachings. In the context of Islam, non-Muslims are often referred to as non-believers or people of other faiths, rather than using the term with a negative connotation. In other words, there's us and there is them. Christianity focuses on all and one. The Quran, the holy book of Islam, does not contain verses that address conflict, war, and self-defense, particularly in the context of early Islamic history when the Muslim community faced opposition and persecution. Some of the verses that are often cited in discussions about the treatment of non-Muslims. However, it is crucial to approach the interpretation of these verses with an understanding of the historical context in which they were revealed. Many Muslim scholars emphasize the importance of interpreting such verses within the context of the broader framework of Islamic ethics and principles, including the principles of justice, mercy, and coexistence. The Quran explicitly recognizes the diversity of human beliefs and acknowledges the right of individuals to follow their own faiths. For example, the Quran states in Surah Al-Kafurim, chapter 109, "Say, O disbelievers, I do not worship what you worship, nor are you worshippers of what I worship, nor will I be a worshipper of what you worship, nor will you be worshippers of what I worship. For you is your religion, and for me is my religion." Additionally, Prophet Muhammad is reported to have emphasized the protection of the rights and lives of non-Muslims living in Muslim-majority societies. The Charter of Medina, established by the Prophet in the early years of Islam, is often cited as an early example of a constitution that guaranteed the rights of religious minorities. While some individuals or groups may interpret certain verses in a more militant or exclusive manner, it is important to recognize that diverse interpretations exist within Muslim community. Many Muslims reject violence against non-Muslims and advocate for peaceful coexistence based on mutual respect. In summary, Islam as a religion does not universally teach the killing of non-Muslims, referred to as infidels. Islamic teachings emphasize the importance of justice, mercy, and coexistence, and the interpretation of specific verses that must be approached with an understanding of the broader context and ethical principles within Islam. It is trusted that one day soon, we will come to a point that all religions will live in peace with each other. Might we learn from the history of the past and not repeat the failures of the past. May there be a oneness, a united people under God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Heavenly Father, grant us your peace and your presence. In a world that is divided, you can unite the world as we understand the great gift and sacrifice that you have made to come to this world and restore relationship so that every human being can understand the grace of God and that they are called as sons and daughters of God to be part of one human family. I pray that you will bless every listener and bless every human being, whether they be Jew, whether they be Muslim, whether they be Christian. May we be united under God in Jesus Christ is my wish and my prayer. Amen. Thank you for listening to another podcast at Ask God 365. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you is my wish and prayer.